you, Miss Elizabeth. I would like to adopt the protocol that has already been established. I am Rachel Nestor from the country of St. Lucia. Much of the successes experienced by youth-led startups would not have been possible without the support of other youth. The passion and enthusiasm that youth bring to the table are truly inspiring. However, sustainable development and youth-led startups face many challenges in the context of small island developing states. Small island developing states face a complex and multifaceted dilemma where they must balance sustainable development goals while navigating a global economy where they are at most risk of economic shocks. Youth-led startups perpetually face challenges within small island developing states as they compete for proportionate funding, training, and access to requisite resources. In order to fully capitalize upon these innovative and long-term initiatives to safeguard future generations, assistance needs to be accessible, inclusive, and sustainable. For youth innovations to bring about transformative change, there must be a strong commitment from both governments of small island developing states and the international community, particularly from those high-income states. Adequate investment in youth-led startups, including research, development, and implementation, is crucial. We must also create a supportive environment that encourages collaboration, knowledge sharing, and continuous learning. These social challenges include, but are not limited to, 1. Bridging the gap between social classes. The disparity and inequality exist within communities where individuals from lower socioeconomic backgrounds are comparatively disadvantaged from acquiring the necessary funding and capital to kickstart and adequately sustain these startups. This problem is intrinsically embedded within Caribbean societies, and in order to comprehensively address this, there needs to be equitable access to resources across the social divide. 2, access to adequate quality education and training is another pivotal component necessary for youth empowerment through youth-led sustainable startups. Nonetheless, small island developing states lack the human and material resources to provide the needed training and education for these startups. Given the circumstances, strengthened bilateral and multilateral relations are paramount. To achieve the global sustainable development goals, assistance in the form of professional training and access to education needs to be enabled from higher income countries. In truth, historically, there have been opportunities for training and development from developed states, IGOs and non-governmental organizations. However, decreased and equitable opportunities must be given secure and future initiatives. It must be noted that one of the most integral ways to achieve our sustainable development goals and to empower the youth is by aiding them through grassroots sustainable development startups. 3, prioritizing startups which contribute to short to mid-term financial gain. Caribbean governments, due to limited resources, often prioritize startups which are geared towards profit and are likely to encourage some form of meaningful employment. This places sustainable development initiatives at a significant disadvantage, as many such initiatives are either non-profit or require long-term or strategic planning. And finally, a lack of necessary resources and capital to effectively establish a youth-led sustainable development initiative. The challenges encountered by youth-led startups and initiatives emphasize the need for building strong partnerships between various stakeholders, such as governments, non-governmental organizations, businesses, and communities, with a focus on empowering young people through opportunities, resources, and mentorship, recognizing their true potential as catalysts for positive change. In closing, at the core of the Youth Empowerment Initiative should be belief in the power of our youth. To truly safeguard the future of generations through the maximization of innovative youth initiatives, there needs to be a culture of fostering inclusivity and sustainability. We are not just leaders of tomorrow, we are leaders of today. Our roles go beyond activism through our startups. We must be provided with the tools, opportunities, and the mentorship we need to fulfill our potential. Our startups should be recognized for their ingenuity and drive. These startups embody innovation and serve as beacons of hope, showing us new pathways to sustainable development. To end, I encourage you to recognize, uplift, and invest in youth-led solutions, such as the NEXT, a youth-led initiative to serve the homeless and displaced during the pandemic, Community SG, co-founded by my colleague, Mr. Shucharan.